While the results haven't been certified, the current voting tally suggests incumbent Peter Schweier has his party's nomination, but he's not officially declaring victory yet.
I'll put out a formal statement once the election is certified because of how close it is, but I know that the race is over and that we won.
Enid Santiago, Schweier's Democratic challenger, has not conceded. Her campaign is alleging acts of voter suppression and intimidation on Election Day and has filed two formal complaints with the county.
Number one that I witnessed myself, which was at the government center when I saw the judge of elections filling in an empty ballot.
Judge of Elections Erica Lynn Bickford denies the allegations.
I wasn't taking blank ballots. Those were ballots that voters had already filled out and the machine was having a problem accepting. All I was doing was darkening the dots, and that's all I could do, so the machine would accept them.
Santiago's second formal complaint involves incorrect provisional ballots at the Atlanta bus station polling site. The candidate says she won't concede until the investigation is complete. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.